A new report says one in eight Utah households had a hard time affording enough food in 2015. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Tim, the food hardship rate was higher for the Salt Lake City and Ogden-Clearfield areas in the state, topping 15%. The Food Research and Action Center says these numbers in Utah and nationwide are lower than previous years, but still it shows that people are still hungry. The director of Utahns Against Hunger tells UtahPolicy.com that programs like SNAP, free and reduced school meals, and free summer lunches, those all help, but many families don't know they're eligible for the programs. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Advocates say things are improving, but too many Utah families still struggle with being able to afford enough food. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with that story. Mary?
Tim, the survey asked if there have been times in the past year when you did not have enough money to buy food that you or your family needed. One in eight households in Utah answered yes. Utahns Against Hunger says that number is down in general and in the metro areas, but far too many people still have food insecurity or food hardship. The group tells UtahPolicy.com that free meal programs should not be considered welfare, but rather investments in our neighbors. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.